And good morning. Welcome in to Your Life Matters, our weekly feature with clinical social worker Dr. Beth Placetka from Safe Harbor Counseling and Dr. Beth Speaks. Dr. Placetka, welcome again. How are we today?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
Doing good.
Good. It's so good to be here.
Yeah, good to have you in for our weekly visit, as today we're going to be focusing on something called positive discipline. What is that all about?
Well, you know, there's a lot of confusion, so I'm really glad that we get to talk about this. Many people think that positive means that it has to be nice. And so nice means only say good things like, oh, you're wonderful, or that was great, and never point out where a correction could be made, or not have any difficult consequences, and that it's designed to build self-esteem. Well, positive discipline is designed to build self-esteem, but that's not exactly what it means.
Okay.
So I'm going to give you an example. When I was learning to drive quite a while ago, I was in downtown Aurora on a Friday evening taking my dad to get gas. He was having me learn how to drive. So fine, I get to a stop sign, and there is a squad car behind me, and I think, okay, what do I do? You know, and he's just there.
Yeah.
Mars lights goes on. My dad says, turn right, because it was, you could turn right and there was no oncoming traffic. But being a novice driver, inexperienced, I pushed on the gas and then slammed on the brake, and the officer rear-ended me.
Oh.
Okay, so now it was just a little, I mean, honestly, we were going about, you know, a foot a minute, but it was a squad car, so he had to send someone else to his call. He had to call the station and have another officer come down and to make a report. Mm. And of course, you know, this is the, again, ignorance. I'm going to go back with, I was 15. As he walked up to the window, I said, you know, that's not my fault. You hit me. my father said nothing, but that was not the right thing to say. So anyway, you know, we got out and stood, and then my dad had me drive the gas station, drive back home. And he was, you know, he wasn't mad, but he was kind of quiet, and that's unusual for my dad. And so we get home and he says, okay, can we talk about that? And I said, oh, you know, oh, God, no. But anyway, so he said, you know, here's the thing. That officer was embarrassed. That officer got put in a really bad position because he had to have another officer come. Everybody's driving by, and he couldn't go do his job. He said, so that's a problem. And my dad's car was a company car, so that meant that he had to tell his company. He had to pay for, you know, minor damages he still had to pay. And he goes, and you know that part where you told him it wasn't your fault? Because you didn't have to do that. You just really didn't have to do that.
Sure.
And so, you know, I consider that positive discipline. You know, he told me then at the end how to avoid the same mistake. He said, if you're in the clear, go. Don't stop. And if you make a mistake, don't blame somebody else. I'm like, okay. So here's what I learned. That I am responsible for my actions, whether I meant it or not. It was my fault, not the officer's fault, that I affect other people. What I do, you know, that caused some trouble for people, and I can do things better. He didn't tell me I did a great job. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
It's a little different than saying, oh, you're a great driver. You're right. The officer was wrong.
Yeah.
He rear-ended me only because of my bad judgment. So you can see that positive doesn't mean just say nice things. We don't put a positive spin on an inappropriate action and saying that it's built self-esteem. Because if he told me I'd done a great job, in my gut, I would have known I had not. And it doesn't prevent consequences. You know, I don't think I got a ticket. It was just dumb.
I was curious what the officer's reaction to the whole thing was.
You know what? He was very professional.
Yeah.
He, you know, it came out. I still remember his name is Gene Gower. I'm sure he's retired because, you know, long gone. But, yeah, he was very professional, and he, you know, said okay and went back, and he said, get out of the turn lane. So it is kind of, you know, you just kind of have to own it. But positive means saying not what you shouldn't do, but saying what you should do. It's a teaching experience, and that's what discipline is. Discipline has three legs, like a really solid stool.
Mm-hmm.
You teach somebody the skill. You let them experience and know what the outcome is and their role in it. And then you get the rest of the story and you make up for it if you can. And sometimes making up means you just don't do it again. I did not ever slam on my brakes in front of a squad car again. So, like I say, positive discipline is really productive, but we don't want to get it confused. Does that make sense?
Yeah, you get the discipline and the positive comes after.
Right.
In a way.
Right. And again, positive means you tell somebody what to do. This is how you do it, not shame them for doing something wrong. That's what it's positive is.
Yeah.
You still can say, clear the lane.
And a good driving lesson for everybody.
Oh, I gotta tell you, it's an embarrassing moment.
Whether you're a new driver or been driving for 60 years, that cop car comes up behind you, even if it's for no reason, you get a little uh-oh.
Well, yeah, like I always think, am I going too fast? Right. Which is a reasonable question for me. So for listeners, you know, I put some resources, some books on the website, Secret of Play, How to Raise Smart, Healthy, Caring Kids, Positive Discipline. And there were so many titles that said positive discipline. They were broken down by age group that I think anybody who's checking it out will pick out the age group that their children are.
Sure.
Because it's a little bit different every time.
Yeah.
And let's see. Is there one more? Nope, that's it.
All right. And they can find all that online, of course. And we'll give that website right now. It's all the time we have for today's show. But again, you can go to safeharboril.com. That's where you'll find more about our topic today and those resources. You can tune in again next week for another edition of our weekly feature called Your Life Matters with clinical social worker Dr. Beth Placetka from Safe Harbor Counseling and Dr. Beth Speaks.